Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shaman Abadana has a really good football team. Only lost twice to two very good teams. One's being American Heritage and lost to Miami Central. And one of the catalysts is a junior quarterback, and his name is Daylon Menard, and he joins us this evening. Daylon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, anytime. This is exciting. I mean, this is big. I was just prefacing it by saying that every week or every year, we kind of take it over. We have six schools, but this year only four. But the four we have all have a very good shot at winning. And Chaminade has probably spent the last 365 days thinking about last year. What's the mindset heading into Saturday morning's game?
Oh, we've been focused for, past 2 weeks getting ready for this game, and we're not walking out of there with a loss this year.
Daylon, when you take a look at the ride this year, obviously with the hurricane and everybody had to play, this game that time, playing on a Monday, Tuesday, every day to just make things up. Some of the kids didn't have power for a couple of weeks. It was a tough time to go without football for almost 3 weeks, but yet – as well as I do, everybody's resilient. Everybody was ready, and you get back to playing. And this is really kind of a dream season. I mean, here you are for the second year in a row, Chaminade, ending up in a state title game. Talk about the process that has gone into it, because you have had some key injuries along the way, but that is a mark of a good team when you have guys to fill in. Talk about that, and just talk about how you are coming into Saturday's game.
We've had we scheduled a tough schedule so that when we got to the playoffs, we'd be ready, battle-tested, playing against some of the best teams in Florida. And going through the injuries that we went through, us having a little bit of a smaller team playing against bigger schools, it's helped us get everybody ready, and everybody's got experience. So if we need them in a game, the next person steps in, they can go.
Yeah. As we're speaking with Daylon Menard, he's a junior quarterback. Shaman Abadana, the Lions are on their way to Orlando, going to be playing on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the it should be kind of cool, which is good. But the other thing is, too, when you take a look at this team, it's such a balanced team. I mean, you have a passing game, you have tremendous receivers, you have a really good line, but you also have a good running game, a very good running game. Talk about that balance, and talking about the obvious with one of the best running backs in the country and Sean Shivers in the backfield, who could take it the distance at any time. And that must be just so easy for you because the fact that, the pressure is not as great as it would if you didn't have a running game.
It makes my job a lot easier because, teams, they really got a key on him because they can't leave too many people out of the box or else he's taking that for the distance. And that also they can't put too many in the box. You've got all these receivers. You just throw it out there, and they make a play.
Yeah, and the thing is too is you guys are getting this done against everybody. I mean, you do it. Against everybody. The Booker T. Washington game. Obviously, Booker T. had some losses as far as some personnel, but still, you came out and then you hit the playoffs, and in the playoffs, it's just been just focus. What does Coach Damian Jones tell you about this Saturday and what you guys should expect? I mean, because most of the team has been there, but there's a lot of guys that haven't been there, like yourself. Talk about that as a starter and going into this state championship game against an Oxbridge team that is highly regarded and rightfully so. Talk about that experience and what Coach Jones has told you and told the team.
He's been just keeping us in check, keeping us focused, making sure that we all remember the goal that we started the season with, and that's to end in the state championship win. And, for the guys that haven't been there before, we've been having the older guys who played last year and went through that game and went through that loss. We've been having them, you know, give their stories and right. tell the younger guys about what they have in front of them, what kind of opportunity they have, and that, you know, they need to seize this opportunity.
And you know, Daylon, when you take a look at it too, most 3A schools don't have the line size. I mean, you look at your last couple of opponents where they may have been a little bit bigger. They weren't like your line. They weren't like Oxbridge's line, you know, a few other 3A schools. Talk about that too, because that's important. The protection that you get, you have experienced kids up front with a lot of size, a lot of athleticism. That's got to make your job and Sean's job a lot easier as well.
Oh yeah, having that line helps a lot. You know, not having to worry about time in the pocket, being able to read defenses and look downfield and get my receiver, and then for Sean, just having open holes to run through right. and do what he does best.
Yeah, and he does it as well as anybody. For those of you that are listening tonight and will be listening on our podcast, talk about Sean Chivers. And I know he's headed to Auburn, and this is a kid who's just phenomenal. But just talk about him as a person, as a player, as someone, as a teammate. I mean, he's kind of infectious in what he does. He's like, to me, every time I see him, he just ignites you.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he's great to be around, and he's the most explosive player I've ever seen play. You know, he can just take any little crease, and he's gone. You know, you're not catching him.
No.
He gets that level. And he's not, you know, he's not going to try to juke around. He's just running straight through people.
And he doesn't go down on the first hit. I mean, there's a lot of that's for sure. He's low built and he's very strong and he's quick and he's powerful. He's like Darren Sproles, obviously. Everybody, that's a big comparison. But yet he's a guy too that, you know, you're a defense, you're going to key on him. I mean, obviously you have some success if you have some active kids, but at the same time you have a passing game. You talk about your receivers. They don't get a lot of the pub. Guys that, you know, all the guys that you've been going to this year. I know Keme Hayes is one of them, and he's another igniter. Talk about your receiving core.
Our receivers make it a lot easier because, you know, if you leave any of our receivers one-on-one, you know, we got you beat because our receivers are better. I mean, we got Xavier, BJ, Marvin, Keme, we got Logan, all these guys that can go one-on-one, and then they can just make plays. You know, you throw a screen out to them, and they can turn that 1-yard screen to a 50-yard touchdown.
Make your stats look really good, quick.
Especially
Xavier Williams. I mean, here's a guy who's going to Alabama. I mean, this is the pinnacle. I mean, you're around guys that are getting SEC offers or committed to Kentucky, to Alabama, a lot of other schools, too. I mean, it's mind-boggling to be around all that talent. And when you brought up a lot of those names, it's amazing. And especially defense, too. And you have to go against that defense. And that's an aggressive defense. Your defensive secondary, I think you have three juniors in the secondary that'll be back as well. I mean, talk about this defense because you have to go up against them, and Oxbridge is going to have to go against them.
Oh, yeah, going against that defense every day in practice definitely helps all of us out, helps our O-line out because that D-line is, you know, they're really good.
Yeah.
And those DBs, they keep our receivers in, and, you know, having them in games where they've only allowed 3 points in the whole playoffs, it makes it a lot easier for the offense because we don't have to worry about having to score a ton of points because we know the defense got our back.
Yep, they do. Daylon, I appreciate you taking the time. The best of luck on Saturday. We'll be there. It's going to probably be one of those really neat atmospheres coming out of the tunnel for the first time. It'll be cooler weather. It'll be like that football-like weather, different environment. Best of luck, and congratulations on what's happened so far.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Daylon Menard, who's a junior quarterback, Chaminade Madonna, a very good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.